Gola shirt number 20. Here's another super question regarding religious connection or significance of the state of Israel. How can Jews rejoice and say Hallel over the state of Israel when religiously things are so difficult, so complex? Can we truly be happy when thousands of Jews don't even know how to say the Shema? Which is a real issue. Because remember, you've got to understand that in Israel, it's not just you can be religious or not religious, like Jews outside of the land. It's often tied with politics, and there's more than just religion at play. There are those who actively will not teach basic Jewish tradition. So what are we so happy about? So I think everybody has to agree, everyone that feels sensitive towards religion, whether you are religious Zionist or not, just religious and don't buy into the significance religiously of the state of Israel, that it's distressing. We should feel broken. We should feel distressed. If Torah and religion is important, then those who aren't yet connected, it's distressing. You want them to share the love that you have. Think about anything that you love and that you adore. You want others to feel as enamored towards it as you are. And we have to do everything that we can to make the Judaism, Derecheha Darechei Noam, to make it as beautiful as possible, so that those who have not been blessed with exposure to it and Jewish education or traditions at home will feel that connection. But let's look at it a little bit differently. The percentage of observant Jews in Israel increases, I would say, daily. Tens of thousands of boys and men are filling the yeshivas across the land, studying Torah in greater numbers than ever in history. Young girls sit and study, devoted hours and hours of devotion towards developing their religious connection. Religious Jews live full Jewish lives. You can fulfill, those in Israel fulfill mitzvahs that we only dream of. The mitzvah of Yeshuva Aretz, of settling the land. Mitzvot hatluyot baretz, mitzvot that are dependent on living in the land. Let's not fool ourselves into thinking that you can live a fulfilling Jewish life in Chutz Laretz when you clearly cannot, because there are many mitzvot one cannot fulfill. According to the Ramban and others, all the 613 mitzvot take on a greater significance when performed in the land of Israel. Before the establishment of the state, economic conditions prevented a large number of Jews from settling in the land. The British government played its part in keeping Jews out of the land as well. Only those who devoted themselves exclusively to spiritual endeavors were able to survive in the land of Israel. Now, how different is the situation today? And that's worthy of celebration. Shabbat, Chagim, official days off. One doesn't even have to work on Chol HaMoed. Think about life here. This year, Be'ezrat Hashem, Purim is going to be on a Sunday. Makes it so much easier for those who are working. Living Chutz Laretz, those days that during the week, people have to decide what to do about taking a day off work, taking a holiday off work. But in Israel, these are recognized days on the calendar. In Israel, every Jew can build a sukkah next to his home and buy kosher food at reasonable prices. Many options are available for Jewish education, and schooling is broader, more accessible than it is outside of the land. A Jew can walk proudly and fearlessly anywhere in Israel, wearing a kippah, wearing tzitzit. You can find a minyan any moment of the day. The state builds mikvahs and shuls, supports Torah learning. New Torah scrolls are escorted to their final destinations, singing and dancing in the middle of the street with absolutely no need to seek any extra permissions that we have in Chutz Laretz. It's easier to be a Jew, religious Jew in Israel, than anywhere in the world. So there are many things that are more positive. That's not to say they're not challenges, but for the challenges, for a deeper understanding, you're going to have to come back tomorrow. For now, my friends, have a great day.